When they finished the song, all four cats looked down at us and grinned. And I might point out that they had terrible voices.
Uncle Hank, they're making fun of our mama and I don't like it.
I know, hon, I heard the whole thing. Little Roscoe came up and he looked mad.
What are we gonna do, Uncle Hank? We can't let him get by with that.
You're right, son. All right, pups, let's have a meeting of the War Council. We huddled up and made some medicine. I asked which of the kids could sing. It turned out that April and Barbara had terrific voices, and the boys were, well, tolerable good. We came up with a plan of action and turned back to the cats. They were still grinning. All right, pups, let them have it. We bombarded them cats with a song of our own to the tune of My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. I stationed April and Barbara on the front lines.
When God made a cat, he was desperate for something to make himself laugh. He gave it the brain of a monkey, but dropped it and broke it in half. Cats are stupid. They don't have the sense of a snooker ball. That's why monkeys deny any kinship at all.
All right, kids, now we know the song. Let's do the chorus again, this time with passion and harmony.
Cats are stupid. They don't have the sense of a snooker ball. That's why.
Our song was just, by George, wonderful. When we finished, the cats weren't laughing or grinning anymore. Big Mama had a sour look on her face.
That was the worst singing I ever heard. Kittens, that was a typical performance from a group of low-class, poorly bred garbage dogs.
Garbage dogs? Now wait a minute.
The dog that eats garbage thinks garbage. That's one of the laws of science.